Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many can't, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Fweezy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, everybody, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own. That's titled Stomp the Ants. ANTS stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And the inspiration for this track, which I wrote in about 15 minutes, somebody once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I had to scratch my head and no, I'm not. On this show, we understand this and we say this every week. Can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors and nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are certainly the true heroes, and boy, we hope for a normal return to our lives very soon. Please, everyone, stay safe and wear a mask. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have a quality sound. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Russell. How are you this evening?
I know you had some internet issues earlier, and there's a reason, everybody. We run the show in two separate locations, and it works pretty well. Bill's on the engineering side, and I'm on the hosts and interviewing side on my end. But we're both in the same state of Florida, the lightning capital of the world.
Yeah, that's not fun. I was a little worried there. We have to straighten out everything just in the nick of time, so everything looks good. It looks like we're all ready and set. What do you say we go have us a good show?
All right, the show must go on for sure. Everyone,
yes.
We're at iHeartRadio podcast. You can listen to our show replay on the iHeartRadio app tomorrow on your Android, Apple iOS device, and also on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. We have this question quite often. Where did you get the title for your show? And, you know, this show concept was based on my first in-studio recording. It was titled, of course, Original Lyric Stream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 7 years ago. My website is russellfoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. Singer, songwriter, producer, albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope is to forward the individual listening tonight desire to be a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our arts. And we're going to be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead, and they're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music, and we really appreciate and accept all genres of music, and we welcome those guests in the future. My own writing inspiration lyrically has come from my life experience, current events, and family. Wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago. If I can do it, you can as well. So everyone, please try. Time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You're viewing a slideshow of The Conduit featuring let's play a great track from Jeff, and this is Time Force.
I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah, that's titled Force. Everyone, let me introduce and welcome a great multi-talented lead singer, songwriter, musician from the progressive metal band The Conduit. Jeff Bobbin, thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Hey, Russell. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jeff. Thanks for coming on, and we're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tell me, Jeff, about the thought process behind the track Force. Give me your inspiration there.
Force is it's a track I composed in my home studio. My thought process was to create something intricate and distinguished musically. The Conduit songs are usually first composed on guitar, and all the other instrumentation is voiced around it. The drums I write to accentuate the guitar in a more groove-oriented way. Lyrically, I just felt like expressing a statement of our time spent in lockdown. Just to represent myself and those who may have felt subverted by apathy and depression in the lockdown. And also, I made an effort for all the songs on the full album that Force is on, Simulacra, to play into the concept of simulation theory and the occult symbolism within the supposed simulation. But the album releases tonight.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very welcome. So, Jeff, you're from the Los Angeles area, and tell me what's happening on the West Coast, and I hope you're staying safe from this this current pandemic we find ourselves in.
Thanks, yeah. And I spent the past few years in Los Angeles. I'm glad to be out of there now. I'm currently in Bend, Oregon, which is
gotcha.
Still handling
okay.
The pandemic in a way I don't prefer, but...
I have a family that actually lives in Medford. My sister is in Medford, Oregon. I don't know how far you are from there.
Oh, nice. I'm not sure how far, but yeah, it's a great spot. So hopefully she likes it there.
Yeah, she's been there quite some time. Jeff, talk about the history of The Conduit. You know, reading from your bio, progressive metal band designed for listeners who desire detail, proficiency, and captivation. Give us some background there.
Yeah, the history of The Conduit goes back to 2012, and I was playing in a band called Yantra in Boston. My father was dying from brain cancer, and I left the project to be with family, but I kept composing music, and I put several bands together to perform The Conduit's music live since then. Still feel inspired to write so often that I keep the project going, despite the fact that I'm already in a band now called Depraved Elysium here in Oregon, but I keep the solo project going.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the New England area. I'm originally from Providence, Rhode Island myself, so not too far from Boston.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
and I heard you were from
snow.
Florida as well. I'm from Florida originally.
Oh, whereabouts?
Orlando.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, we're in the Tampa area. I'm actually in the city, Palm Harbor, and that's about an hour from Orlando.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Gonna love it here. It's still hot though. We have that 95% humidity, and I think it was 90 degrees.
Yeah, I like that. It feels like a sauna there all the time. I like it, though.
It does. Yeah, it does. It is a human sauna, for sure. Who are some of the artists and bands, Jeff, you've looked up to for, you know, as a mentor and inspiration?
Between the Buried and Me is probably the one that put me on my musical path. And since then, I've listened to a lot of Periphery, Bill Jarta, York, Circle of Contempt, recently the Dillinger Escape Plan a lot, and Architects, and there's so many great bands. I just feel like I want to pioneer a new sound like they have, but I have a lot to learn still with that.
Do you take bits and pieces from these bands and kind of blend that into your own style? Is that the...
Well, as an artist, like I hope to be less synthesized. Like I want all of my writing, I just want it to be, I mean, I went to a music school and I learn a lot from these bands, but I try not to regurgitate too much of what they've done. I just want the music
right.
to sound inspired and less synthesized.
And I mean, you mentioned this earlier. Let's talk about construction of your songs a little bit. Now, did you mention you're first looking at chord composition first and then blend in lyrics and melody, et cetera? Or what? Or does that change track? Or what order or priority do you have that in?
Well, I compose first on guitar. Like, that's my, like, composition instrument. Like, and then from there, I'll usually write the drums right from there, sometimes not, but most of the instrumentation is just voiced around the guitar. And lyrics usually come last, and I just try to write just good melodies, inspired melodies. I try my best with that. But that's usually the order of things. Sometimes it's a little random, though.
I ask this question every week, and we've actually got some different answers on that question. So it is interesting, the construction of a song and blend and position, you know, lyrics and all of that together. So that is interesting. The second track, everyone, I'm going to play another from Jeff Bobbin and the Conduit. I like the title. It's titled Blind Messiah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Blind Messiah. Let's welcome back Jeff Bob. I like that track. You got a little bit of everything going on there. And I noticed in the middle, I really like that subtle riff, and you got the vocal range going on there. Nice job.
Thank you.
Tell me about Blind Messiah. How did that develop?
Blind Messiah, it's a Matrix reference. When Agent Smith was mocking Neo as the Blind Messiah once he electrocuted his eyes. Another song that plays into the simulacre concept on the album. Ultimately, the song is just a question at the end of how satisfied our eyes will be when looking at the world, like a world that's artificial. And I think the listener has the answer, and they may or may not be satisfied, but also they might have never been asked the question before. So I hope it's compelling.
You know, what's really cool about songwriting is just inspiration can come from anywhere. You know, I constantly have my Android voice recorder on because I don't want to miss a moment. You know, and you hate it when you do that. Oh no, I have a great thought and I can't get this. I can't get this down, but that's great that your inspiration came from a Matrix reference.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, let's talk about social media platforms. You know, there's so many. I know you and I met in Twitter, but, you know, I'm on all the standard platforms. I don't know if I'm sure you're familiar with Reverb Nation. I'm a big fan of that platform. The ability to network on all these platforms from all over the world and post your sound with a click of a button to me is still fascinating. Talk to me about, you know, social media and how you put your sound out there and market that to your fans.
Yeah, I think social media is great. But with that being said, like, if they decide to act like publishers or censor people, then I think they should be held liable. I think, like, ultimately tech guys, they have, like, high IQ but little humility. And I think some guys like that, intelligent people, they reach a level where they're not just satisfied with managing their own personal thoughts. They also want to engineer the thoughts of others. Like, our minds are just like a limb to theirs. And I'm grateful for social media. I just think that sometimes it's scary. And people like Dorsey and Zuckerberg, they're a little bit self-righteous. And I fear that one day metal music might be censored and considered hate speech and just disappear from the algorithm entirely. But with that being said, I mean, social media, it's pretty amazing.
No, I'm in agreement with you, Jeff. You know, we welcome on this show all genres. Very proud of that. You know, we don't corner ourselves into one particular sound genre. And you know, what's interesting about the music industry today is you're your own boss, and you control your own destiny, and you can put your sound in any platform and kind of build your own fan base. It's exciting from where you were with labels and managers. They kind of things, you know, a long time ago. To have in the Netherlands and, you know, Sweden and all over the world connect with you and give you compliments about your music, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a really exciting time.
Absolutely. Well, I know, you know, in this pandemic, artists are really missing out playing out live. You know, it's social distancing. I don't know how they're going to get that straightened out. But look back to when you were playing live. What are some of the best moments, Jeff, being on the stage performing to your audience?
The Conduit show at the Viper Room in L.A. was probably the most fun because a bunch of our friends were there and we all got wasted afterwards. And plus, we walked around Sunset to different clubs. I watched my brother get kicked out of one, which was a hilarious to me. And, I mean, I miss shows a lot. They almost used to seem obligatory, but now I'm fighting to get back on stage. I miss it.
You know, I think some artists now are actually considering doing like a drive-in theater type of concert, you know, with people in their cars driving in. I mean, I'm trying to remember the artist who did that. Yeah, that's interesting. Or I think some are doing
trying
to do
pay-per-view. I'd like to see a mosh pit with cars, how they do that.
Yeah, you're going to have to get creative. Pay-per-view or drive-in theaters, you know, you got to feel. And I have friends here in Florida that are, you know, really missing out because they constantly played out live and, you know, they just can't do it. It's I don't know what the solution is there.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it gets resolved soon. Sorry.
I hope so. I hope we get back to a normal life. And it's just, you know, it's very awkward. You know, you get to put the mask on. You have to go back and get it. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. But, you know, it's great that artists can be online and, you know, still post their sound. You know, it's, you know, COVID-19 cannot really prevent, you know, that form for the artist. So we're thankful there. If there's a new artist, Jeff, beginning a career as a musician, former songwriter, what advice would you give them?
I'd say be energized, stupidly confident, and fun. Work hard on just making things perfect. Be additive and contribute.
That's great advice. You know, I say in the beginning of the monologue, can't is a word we do not recognize. And, you know, be confident in your talent, be confident in your music, and, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, that one person doesn't appreciate your sound. Many, many others who do. And just keep on moving on forward.
I agree with that.
Absolutely. I understand, Jeff, you have new tracks, and we're gonna try to get you back on the show like early first quarter next year. Tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and where they can purchase your music.
Yeah, that'd be great to come back on. You can find us on Vero, Spotify, and Bandcamp at The Conduit. If you're into Instagram, we're at The Conduit Official. But I highly suggest you download Vero. That's a great social media app. And, yeah, that's where we're at. Oh, and the album releases on Spotify tonight and all the platforms. So check it out if you can.
Congratulations on your new release. And, you know, Spotify is a great platform. I'm trying to remember the number of listeners in Spotify. I think it's like 28 or 29 million. It's become a giant, and just a great, great forum. All the artists out there, please get your tracks in Spotify. I understand the pay is not so cool, yep, but still the exposure is tremendous.
Yes.
Well, Jeff, that's all we have time for tonight. And I really enjoyed this conversation. Very talented artists. I have great respect for your tracks, a lot of power behind them. And, you know, again, we're gonna have you back on, you know, first quarter next year. We'll play some new music. I have great respect for you as an artist.
Thank you, Russell. Likewise.
Well, thank you very much, and hope you have a great night. We're gonna post the replay of the show tonight and all the social media platforms. And again, it's on iHeartRadio the next day on the replay. Thanks again, Jeff. I appreciate your time. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bye now. Everyone, please Google search and support Jeff Bobbin and The Conduit. Please purchase their music in all the social media platforms. If you would like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We do accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. We're also actively seeking a sponsor for this radio show. Again, we're an iHeartRadio podcast. We're going strong on additional 10-plus radio podcast platforms and in my own social media feeds combined to have a fan base of over 50,000. So that's not bad. My name again is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.